a lovely introduction because we're spelling out what modern life is like and what we need to do in our modern life, to do to ourselves. Because before we start changing the world, we have to change ourselves. And they pick in that book of 500 places, they pick about 6 from Ireland. I don't know if you know what the 6 would be. The 6 places in Ireland. Now, these are international people with no axe to grind about Ireland or against it. But they picked 6 that would be, they feel, very inspiring, very powerful. And in their vocabulary, very sacred. Skellig be healed. Number 6 it was. I had to put it number, I think, number 1 first. Skellig being in that little island off the coast of Kerry, where the monks, you could still see the little huts of the monks of Long Ago. Anyone else? Any other one? Crowpatrick is on it too, that's right. Crowpatrick, number 2 in fact, Crowpatrick. Say? No. No.
New Grange.
You're very wise. Grange is number 3. That's right. So we have Skellig, New Grange, Kirkpatrick. No. Could well be now. Could well be the edge of Europe. No. No. That's you. I'm old. No. But you're not too far off there. The Book of Kells is number 1. Book of Kells is number 1. To go into Trinity College reading room and stand before the Book of Kells and not read it because you've read it before, because it's the Gospels, but just look at it. And you find something there that's teetering on the borders of reality. How any individual monk could do what was done to that, to make that Book of Kells. It's really, when you think about it, it does deserve a premier place, all right. The Book of Kells is one, Crowpatrick is another, New Grange is another, St. Bridget's Well in Kildare is number 4. Number 5, then, they do a little bit of manipulation. They call it St. Patrick's Footsteps. It's Lochdur, Crowpatrick, and Downpatrick, where Patrick is supposed to have died and is buried. So it's kind of involving oneself with Patrick. And then Skellig is number 6. So I just mentioned that here because it shows what, there's only one of them that isn't Christian. New Grange was well before the time of Christ. And it does bring home to us that there is a mixture in nearly all of our lives between the Christian and the pre-Christian, or the non-Christian, or the Hindu, or the Buddhist, or whatever that's going on in our world today.